The history of bison in North America is not just the story of an indigenous animal. Its existence is tied politically, economically, and spiritually to the indigenous people. This story is told in a traveling exhibit at the Journey Museum in Rapid City. The exhibit opened with the reception this weekend and is on display through October 14th. Bison at one time dominated the Great Plains. Then came the people.
Until humans came around, buffalo had no natural predators. They were the biggest mammal in North America. Not having any natural predators allowed these animals to number into the millions.
Corey Christensen is a coordinator with the Journey Museum. She says by 1884, there were just 325 bison left on the Great Plains, and much of the depredation was political.
Pioneers and the U.S. government decided that the best way to put Native Americans on the reservations were to take away one of the most important pieces of their lives, which was buffalo, and so they started hunting and killing them en masse.
Among the displays in the Journey Museum exhibit is a familiar photo, a mountain of bison skulls with two men, one standing at the base and the other at the summit. A caption says the skulls are to be ground for fertilizer. Another display tells of the bone pickers in Dakota Territory who gathered the remains of slaughtered bison and sold them to dealers who in turn sold them to companies that made products such as bone china. Corey Christensen points out another display that depicts what happens when animals get in the way of economic development.
There's a photo over there of buffalo being shot at from a train, and they're running on the train track. And so it was easier to kill the buffalo to get them out of the way of the trains.
Bison also died out, according to another display, when severe drought starting in 1840 reduced forage, and settlers' cattle, sheep, and horses competed for grazing. Christensen says through managed breeding, the current bison population is now estimated at between 50 and 100,000. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.